Welcome to The Disruptor's Way. I'm Simone Griffiths, and it's inside this podcast that we are going to get real, talk raw, and all the things that you can do to step more and more into being a disruptor so that you can lead your industry, create the business, the outcomes, and the success that you want on your terms. This is where we challenge you to think different, to lean away from the norm and into the truth of who you are, showing you how to stop blending in to create the income, impact, and become in demand through disrupting your industry. If you want to do something that gives you freedom, satisfaction, and gets you paid, you're going to love this podcast. This is the Disruptor's Way podcast. I'm your host, Simone Griffiths, and it's time to disrupt. Welcome back to the Disruptor's Way podcast. This is Simone Griffiths, your host. And you know what? Today I'm going to talk to you about something that I don't normally talk about. It's a little bit about me. fun fact. Well, actually, let me give you some background. So this morning I hosted a call with my business partner and friend, Lynn Louise Larson. We are business partners inside Income Impact. And it was really, Lynn has a thing at the moment, which is 50 leads in flow, which I will put the link in the comments just in case, you know, that's what you're looking for, because it is like blowing up, and how you can generate those 50 leads in flow. But it was on a training call for that. That was like a impromptu, you know, it wasn't that impromptu, but it was like, you know, let's just do a little bonus training call. That it come up about, you know, me obviously talking about energetics, right? And how that helps in business and how that can be like the key determiner of success or failure. And well, failure in a traditional sense, because you can't really fail. Anyway, it come up, there is someone on there that, you know, understands neuroscience. I believe she might have studied something in it too, but I don't want to speak out of school either. So, but she is quite a knowledgeable lady. I mean, there's a lot of people that are in there. And she asked the question when I was talking about, I think I was talking about the education system. And she, there's something that she was learning right now. I'm just paraphrasing here, but it was around emotions and the power that the emotions have with the retention of information. That. So anyway, I thought, oh, this would be a fun episode to talk about, because I don't normally talk about this side of me. So let's do it. Fun fact. So I studied neuroplasticity with one of the world's best neuroscientists at the time. He was a Canadian and a Canadian professor. And I mean, honestly, back then, like, I knew that there was something more that I was capable of. I knew that there was some way to retain, to evolve, to heal, to exist, to, you know, activate the different parts of the brain. And you know, that's where I went down neuroscience. Now, I can talk neuroscience all day. Like, I'll be honest, it actually is something that really does, like, I think that the studies from when I studied it to now, like the technology, the information, and the awareness that they have around it, or that we have as humans, is phenomenal. And I could literally talk about this all day. And I love stimulating topics that we can have an open discussion about. And I understand this is a podcast episode. This come up on the call today. So I wanted to share what differentiates the neuroscience versus energetics for me. Now, so to put it into context again, this woman, very knowledgeable, she is studying something in neuroscience right now where it's about the power of the emotion and the ability to retain information, to, you know, enhance the overall experience that the person, the study, whatever, you know, the subject is going through. And, you know, I think if we look at it in manifesting terms, it would be super simple, right? Like, you know, they say to enhance the emotion. You know, that's nothing new for manifesting. Like, you know, you want to sit, you know, we go back to the secret days. God, I went there. You know, you want to sit there and you want to increase the emotion. I mean, Bob Proctor has said that for years, decades. It is not the same, in my opinion, as energetics. So let's talk about it. And I think that, you know, for me,
The biggest shift occurred when I stopped seeing things as I'd been taught in a very clinical way and began to understand the culmination of works that I'd done in my lifetime, not just like compartmentalizing. Well, I did a med science degree. Okay, that was there. Went into to study medicine. That was there. Neuroscience. That was there. And keeping them separate, you know, all the way through to like, you know, this alpha dynamics healing, energetic work. Like, honestly, if you could name it, I was listening to something the other day and he was rattling off all these different modalities. I'm like, yep. So honestly, if there is something out there, chances are I have either heard about it or dabbled, you know, gone in and learnt and experienced it. But what I did is I stopped looking at it in a very clinical, like isolated way, and started looking at it as a culmination, you know, everything that I've done in my lifetime. And when I began to apply these, and the reason why I did this is because I was in this really shoddy place where, you know, bills are all coming in, debt's still coming, little one on the ground. You know, so I was responsible for the livelihood of someone else beside myself now. And, you know, I was adulting. So I had bills, you know, lease, that sort of thing. And I had to do something, because what I was doing the courses and following those strategies was not working for me. And when I say doing the courses, I mean, like, I could rattle off, and I'm not about to, but I could rattle off about 5 to 10 different coaches who are at the top of their game in their industry, in their field. And I'm pretty sure you would have heard about maybe at least half of them, depending on where you're located in the country, or in the world, I should say, because they're not all Australian, they're not all American, they're not all British, they're not, you know, they're from all around the world. These are like power people at the top of their field. But these things weren't working for me. So it's only when I was able to go, oh, hang on a second, this cannot be my future. This cannot be my way forward, you know, in this place of struggle and spinning wheels and like nothing, like all I'm doing is flicking mud. Nothing is actually gripping and sticking. So I'm not getting momentum. I'm not creating results. Like, this can't be it. And when I did that, when I stopped, when I looked at this whole, like my whole entire lifetime, you know, the good, the bad, the experiences that I've had, and the culmination of all of these things that I've done, all these studies, all these methodologies, all these work, all the, you know, decisions, good and bad, what was it pointing to? Like, what's the point, right? When I applied all these, it became like this gorgeous, kind of crazy and somewhat chaotic mix of energetics, human behavior, and yes, the very thing that I studied so much in my early 20s, neuroscience. Now, I don't really talk about it because it's not really, it is part of what I do, but it's not like I'm not here teaching you how to understand the activity of the brain a lot more. I'm here helping you to recreate or rediscover. I'm here helping you to rediscover who you are. And that stems from the energy. So it was through the embodiment of what I've learned, what I've experienced, and what I truly know, you know, and also like my understandings of the dynamics of energy, energy expansion, energy contraction, magnetizing versus repelling energy, you know, energy contagion, like all of these different things. My personal experiences played a big part in this. And then it was like the years of the immersion, the education, and not just what you think of a traditional education. And this is like a life education, a lifetime of education. You know, the experiences and the embodiment of all of these things that I'm able to identify as an alchemist of energy, aka the energetic alchemist, and to be honored to be called that through the wisdom and connection that is beyond, you know, it began to form this application that was beyond anything that I'd experienced before, anything that I'd been taught before, anything that I'd known of before. Not knowing, but known, like learnt about people or things or places. You know, it was beyond this or that. It was beyond, beyond the clinical approach that I was applying to my entire life, like compartmentalizing. And look, I really loved the conversation today and where it went. And especially around the emotional attachment to our brain's processing abilities and retention, and how this enhances with the emotional connection, our operational functionality of our brain. And, you know, the connections that this has to your energy, because emotions are here and serve a purpose to guide you towards your authentic expression. You know, if only you were to pay attention. But where I do really diversify from the norm when it comes to this, and I am, full disclosure, I am not a professor of neuroscience. I am not. In fact, you know, I'm a professor of life. But, you know, I don't hold a certification of a PhD or above. You know, no one refers to me as professor. You know, I mean, you can, y'all can start if you want, but like, you know, that's up to you. But like, I don't hold a professor status in this, but this is where I diversify from the norm. The emotional state is the connection or correlation to your energetics being magnetizing or repelling. Yes, your emotions are acting more as a guide. Your emotions are guiding you. So if you're feeling frustrated, chances are you're out of alignment. If you're feeling angry, what is it that is interrupting that, you know, that flow that you have? If you're feeling bitter or resentful, you know, or resentment against someone or something, like why? What is that thing? What is that area that you're feeling these emotions? Are you feeling like disappointed in someone or something? In humanity, Christ, you know, we've felt that before. But like your emotions are guiding you away from what is wrong for you and into and towards what is right. And when I say that, I'm talking pure energetics. It is guiding you from what is bad for you energetically into what is good for you energetically. You know, and this is why, you know, I don't know whether you've experienced or not, but like when people get burnt out because they haven't been paying attention to the earlier signs, the emotional signs, so then the body slows down. But the difference is, your emotional state is not the direct correlation to your energetic state. This is because I can be happy as F, but I can still carry and still be emitting repelling energy. I can be emotionally happy in my mind, but my body and my subtle body is emitting a very different frequency and therefore still not creating the results of mastery within my business or the desired manifestation or, you know, whatever it is that you want to create. Because, and look, this might take a little bit to wrap your head around, but how many times have you experienced a joyful and happy emotion, but still not seen the desired results or outcomes in your life? You know, think of it in your business. We manifesting is like the, you know, the perfect example of this. Cause I can honestly, I can name about 1,000 times just in the past few years. No, just in the past, like maybe 10 years, but immediately manifesting and meditation come to mind because as the example of this, because people are trying to manifest these things that just aren't coming to fruition, no matter how happy they are or how much they convince themselves that they're happy, you know, how much they meditate the crap out of themselves, trying to find peace, but then open your eyes, come back to reality and the chaos still ensues. You know, this is speaking from someone who has done this as well. This is because your energetics will trump your emotions because your energy is everything. And your energy is playing a much, 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 like far, far greater part in your overall success, your overall experience in this life, and your ability to create true mastery, true freedom. And I mean, like complete freedom and true authentic expression, which is always what it is doing. It is guiding you towards that anyway, that true authentic self-expression. And look, you know, I'm not here to say that there isn't a connection, because there is. You know, your energy is guiding your emotions to act as warning signs and validation. You know, we get the warning signs when we're out of alignment and we feel that sense of success or that sense of satisfaction, that sense of peace, or that you know, surprise, that delight, that joy when we are in alignment. And so our emotions are guiding us and there is a connection to our energy, yes, but it is not everything. So you can't try to convince me that you are a happy person and then all of a sudden everything will come in. You know, if you've heard any of my earlier episodes, I am a big believer on there being balance, 50-50. We have light and dark. We have day and night. You know, we have white hole, black hole. You know, we have a full range of emotions, a full spectrum, you know, that is both good and perceived bad. I don't think that any emotion is really bad. I think that it's actually a really beneficial thing. You know, whatever it is that's coming through, because it is a guide, but it is not a true guide on your energetics. So yes, you can be happy and you can be magnetizing. Yes. And chances are those people that are magnetizing, they aren't trying to convince themselves that they're happy. They're just living life. They're following their passion, their purpose, what it is that lights them up and energizes them. And chances are they're doing less of the things that drain them of their energy, less of the things that cause frustration, bitterness, anger, resentment, and disappointment, and more of the things that actually do feel good. Yes. But you will also have those people, and this is where I got stuck for a little bit there, you know, is like trying to convince yourself that you're happy and that means that energetically everything is aligned. That is not the case. Conditioning plays a big part in this as well. Like, you know, I'm actually creating a series or a course in conditioning, because the more, like, I've been putting it off, but the more I talk to people about this, the more that I work one-on-one with people, like, it's a big thing. And I think that that is really going to help people set, you know, create that freedom as well too for themselves. But, you know, just understand this, like, your energy will always trump your emotions, because your energy is everything. You know, it's playing a big part in your overall success, because it's your overall experience of this life. It's your ability to bring in, to manifest, to create, to become a master of your reality, you know, true mastery. It's the ability to create true freedom. And it's not just freedom in the sense of having enough money to go and do what you want and time freedom to go and do what you want. I'm talking about true, complete freedom, you know, freedom from the system, freedom from the structure, you know, and then it's like, it is guiding you to step more and more and more into your personal power, to becoming that true self, authentic self-expression. You know, through the emotions, it's guiding you. And look, this topic, if this topic interests you, if you're curious about this and want to know more, then if you haven't heard, I have a membership that's pretty fab. It's called Tangible Translations. And inside I touch on, well, actually I go pretty deep. It's a monthly membership and I talk about all things energetics, energetic blueprint, how to create the alignment and to create, you know, the authentic self-expression through knowing your energetic blueprint, activating your personal codes. You know, as the months go on, we're going deeper and deeper and deeper. So then we go into the correlation between your energy and your business and how you can set up a sustainable and turn it into a thriving and sustainable business through your offers, through the way that you're delivering things, you know, through the methodology, like all these things. What I don't do, I don't go into strategy. I give you your personal strategy to navigate this entire lifetime. And I feel like, you know, once I worked that out for me, it was like I was given the keys to my life. I was given the keys to my life instead of having them locked away in a key cupboard. It's a really empowering thing. And then, you know, what I do is I'll help you dial up that magnetism through different various things, you know, and maybe. You might get a little sneak peek at the deconditioning stuff too, or first, you know, beta launch or something like that. I don't know yet. And I'm not committed to a date or time with that because, you know, that's not me. But if you join me inside Tangible Translations, you know, you'll get to know your energetic blueprint, your natural energetic flow, plus how you can apply this in your business like I haven't experienced anywhere else. Hence why we're doing it. So, yeah. So if you've enjoyed that, you know, by all means, come and join me across at Tangible Translations. The link for that's in the bottom. At the start of this, I did mention Lynn's 50 Leads in Flow. That is happening now. So you can get full access to the talk that I did, or the talk, to the chat that I did today. You know, the video that I did with Lynn and, you know, everyone else that was on it. You can get the background to this podcast. And, you know, the question that was actually asked, because I know I was paraphrasing semantics, right? And I think that, you know, yes, pay attention to your emotions. That is a very important thing. But when it comes to energetics, it's a completely different dynamic to the neuroscience side of the emotion coming up, because there is a bigger thing with the emotion that neuroscience in my experience, in my studies, did not touch on, did not deliver on. And look, really, really fun fact, side note, yeah, real talk. So water, you know, these sort of topics, like the energetic side of things, it's nothing new. It's nothing new. It's just been delivered through me, to and through me, I should say. You know, it might be new for you, but it's nothing new for old souls, especially when you know what it is and who you are. But, you know, I just want to reiterate, like, we have Nobel scientists and Nobel Peace Prizes, Nobel award-winning scientists who are out there studying, and, you know, they are sacrificing their reputation because the collective of science doesn't like the variation that they're studying. But, you know, they're studying energetics. And I do believe in the not too far future, science will come into alignment with these very things. And when science comes into alignment, because this is the conditioning that we go through with the education system, to trust the external, to trust in the science, especially the past few years, right? I think that what you'll find, and I love that you're here listening to this now, because now is the time to, I want to say get the jump, but it's not like getting a jump. It's like awakening yourself so that you can help others as they go through this process, because these next few years, they're going to be fun. They're going to be fast. They're going to be furious. Yes, Fast and Furious reference. But it's important to do this for yourself first so that you can help others. It's kind of like the oxygen mask, right? But I just wanted to say, like, there are literally Nobel awarded scientists who are studying energetics in different modalities. And, you know, I think that that's freaking wonderful. So come and join me in Tangible Translations, where we can go a little deeper on all this sort of stuff and help you create energetic mastery within yourself, within your life, within your business, and then help others do the same.